Simon is the chairperson of the Quad Para Association South Africa in Gauteng North. He's also joined us here today as part of the Buckle Up, We Don't Want New Members campaign. Simon, tell us a little bit more about your organization for listeners who might not know exactly what you do.
Okay, our association is the body that represents people with spinal cord injuries, quadriplegics and paraplegics in South Africa. We currently have about 6 regions. And then the region that I lead is in Gauteng North, which we are based in Pretoria Central. What we do most of the time, we try to hold government accountable to ensure that people with spinal cord injuries, while they're still in hospital, they get proper care. And then government ensures that no patients leave government institution without a wheelchair.
Okay, yes. All right. And that must be a process on its
yes,
own.
The process is its own. But we make sure that we ensure that government do deliver and ensure that our members get proper high care, and then also teaches them about the danger while they're on a wheelchair, try to avoid issues like pressure sores.
All right. Now, we know that the road carnage statistics that was released recently is very, very high. It's increased compared to last year, which means we're doing something wrong.
It's scary.
It's absolutely scary. So how important is it for motorists to buckle up?
You see, if you buckle up, you're going to save your own life, because a life is the most precious gift that each and every individual gets. You don't have a spare wheel of life. And I am saying to motorists, even though you've buckled up, please, let's be patient on the road. Let's obey the rules of the road. Let's drive at least 100. We know that there's a maximum speed limit in South African road is 120. By driving in 100, it will ensure that you don't, even though you get an impact, it won't be that severe. But seat belt is the most safety measure that you can get in the car.
Absolutely. And now, what really scares me when I'm driving on the roads is weather, typically like this, wet weather.
Yes.
You find people are still speeding on the highways.
Yes, they do that. And of which, for me, is being irresponsible.
Absolutely.
It's being irresponsible.
All right. So what is your organization's plans moving forward to make sure that people follow the rules of the road in terms of buckling up?
Okay. What I think is to work in partners like yourself, radio stations, TV stations, where we can reach more people, because we at this one garage, not everyone will stop here and see our work. But through the media, people will be able to hear our campaigns. We're going to make sure that we contact also other radio stations to come on board so that we can send our message to the people in South Africa. Because really, car accident is something that we can avoid if we obey the rules of the road.
Absolutely.
And they must remember, our organization is the only organization in the whole world which says we don't want new members. We don't want people to break their spinal cord. We want them to arrive at home safe.
Right. Now, do you guys have a website where people can go and access information on your on basically what you guys do?
Yes. We have the main website we have for QASA. It will be www.qasa.co.za.
Okay, so all the information
all
is there.
All the information is there.
Great stuff. Simon, thank you so much for taking some time to chat to us. And, well, for the next couple of hours, we'll enjoy joining with you hand in hand as we welcome the motorists and obviously spread the word of buckling up.
Yes.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. That is Simon Manganye, chairperson of the Quad Para Association South Africa in Gauteng North. Let's get back into your music. It is the Top 30 Countdown with me, Shawnee B.